On the Westman Islands, a group of islands off the southern coast of Iceland, there are these steep cliffs that jut out over the ocean. And every spring and summer, these cliffs come to life with Atlantic puffins. These black and white seabirds with expressive, wistful-looking eyes and a bright orange beak. They're also very cute. These islands are home to the largest Atlantic puffin colony on the planet. Typically, more than 1.5 million puffins flock here each year to take up residence in their burrows and breed. That's around one-fifth of the world's total Atlantic puffin population. And if all goes well, their pufflings, these small, fluffy chicks, emerge from their burrows in the late summer and early fall and set out over the ocean, where they'll spend the next few years of their lives. But some of them, actually thousands of them, wouldn't make it were it not for the Puffin Patrol. I'm Abby Peralt, and this is Atlas Obscura, a celebration of the world's strange, incredible, and wondrous places. Today we're heading to Haimé, the largest of the Westman Islands, where we'll meet the local heroes who head out into the streets, searching for wayward pufflings. Very cute, but very fast, wayward pufflings. Night after night.
But not on school nights. We don't get to stay up that long.
After this.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you're looking for a place where the wide open skies and the towering mountains inspire you to find an untapped part of yourself, you might want to take a trip to Wyoming. It's a place where bold, curious spirits forge their own way on all types of adventures. There is no shortage of iconic, expansive landscapes out there. You can discover breathtaking hikes, stunning state parks, authentic Western culture, and other historic sites, along with the tales of famous outlaws like Butch Cassidy and pioneers like Buffalo Bill Cody. The truth lies west. Discover yours at travelwyoming.com.
Atlantic puffins are a central part of the human culture in the Westman Islands. They're a big part of tourism here. And we should also mention that people here do eat them.
So puffin is the most common bird in Iceland, and it's also the most hunted one until recently.
That's Erpur Hansen, a biologist and the director of the South Iceland Nature Research Center. He keeps close tabs on Iceland's puffins. And what he's seen is, for the past 15 or so years, a whole host of factors, including warming ocean temperatures, have messed with the puffin's main food supply here, sand eels.
Yeah, it's all about the sand eels, really, because that's what they eat. And if there is no food, then they're in trouble.
He says that beginning in the early 2000s, things started to get dire for the puffin population. Year after year, there were very few chicks.
Complete failures, like 2005,
as well as in 2006, 2010, 2011, 2013, 2014.
They're all 0 years or close to zero.
The pufflings that did make it, they had to face another obstacle. Mistaking lights from the harbor or town for moonlight reflected in the water, some pufflings have ended up flying into town, where they might get snatched by a cat or hit by a car. But that's where the Puffin Patrol stepped in. The community decided to sweep the streets each night throughout the early fall months, when the pufflings typically take off, looking for the lost birds. A lot of people take part in it. Entire families, in fact. It's become this intergenerational hobby that really relies on kids.
So yeah, actually last year a puffin got out of the box in the garage and it took us like a day or something to find the puffin because it was so small we couldn't find it. But I think Dad found it.
That's Thelma Ross. She just turned 16 the day we spoke. And her siblings are part of the Puffin Patrol too.
My name is Arnar and I'm 12.
Hi, my name is Anton and I'm 10 years old.
Hi, my name is Jon and I'm 7.
When did you first start doing this? When were you first part of the Puffling Patrol?
I think maybe since we were born or something. Like, we have always done it, like...
Always? Like, as long as you can remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Later, when I spoke with their mom, Berglind, Sigurd's daughter, she totally corroborated this. She said she herself loves rescuing pufflings so much that when her kids were babies, she'd strap them into their car seats and head out cruising for pufflings so she didn't miss a night. Meaning, yeah, they've actually been doing this since they were born.
We've grown to be quite experienced in this, I think. We caught the most of pufflings last year of all the people who were searching. We got 281 puffling last year. Yeah, in 6 weeks period, I think.
So how does Berglind and her family catch 281 pufflings in 6 weeks? They walked me through what happens on a puffling catching night.
It's usually around 10 or 11 that we start to go, but at like 12-ish, the puffins really come, and like that's the time where we catch the most puffins or later. The kids under the age of 13, they like go to bed before we go, and the parents usually wake them up.
So a little before midnight, everyone in the family grabs their flashlights and a few cardboard boxes and files into the car. They start driving around, patrolling the island, hitting all the usual spots.
So, like, our island is very small, so it's, like, very few places where the puffins go. But it's mainly in the east of the island, or near the docks, or where there are bright lights.
And just to set the scene, there are among many other families doing this.
Especially on Fridays and Saturdays, because that's when the school kids can get out.
Everyone in the car is keeping their eyes peeled, looking for pufflings. And it turns out, at night, it can be kind of tricky.
We have followed a rock, we have followed a cat, garbage, all kinds of stuff. We're driving and then the brakes and everyone out and now it's just some garbage bag, okay.
But then, the moment comes when someone spots a puffling that is not actually garbage. And the chase begins.
Well, you have to run a bit. They're like really fast and they use like their wings to run on the ground.
You just have to get them into a corner and then you just take them up. But you can't squeeze them, then they can't breathe.
We have been like bruised and bitten by puffins.
Oh, they bite.
Yeah, and scratch. Like their nails are really long and very sharp.
When you're younger, it would be better for you if you wear protection when you're catching pufflings. But when you get older, you can take off the protection because you get used to it.
Okay, so how many are you usually catching in a night?
Up to 20, 30.
Wow! So once they catch a puffling with their bare hands, they place it gently in a cardboard box. But on a night when they're catching 30 pufflings, sometimes the boxes get full, and then they just put them wherever they can.
Just have to put them in the pockets and in both our jumpers and trousers and then just everywhere we can fit them, you just put them there.
They actually calm down because small enclosures like sleeves feel kind of like their burrows.
When you put them in the sleeve, they just feel like home.
But when it comes to boxes, they understandably want out.
Yeah, they just jump out of the box. Sometimes they can make a hole through the box. Weird how they do it.
Once I was with my mom and we heard like rustling or something in the trunk, and we look back and we see a puffin standing on top of the box, very proud of itself.
The pufflings spend the night in the garage, or in the shower. And the next day, the family drives them to the Natural History Museum, where they're tagged, weighed, and their wingspan is measured. Though this year with COVID, Berglind and her family took measurements at home using a ruler and a kitchen scale. If the pufflings are too small, they're kept for a few days and fed fish. And they're taken good care of.
Sometimes it's hard for them to swallow the fish, so we like kind of have to help them.
Once their body mass index is high enough for them to survive on their own, the pufflings are taken to the beach. The kids line up along the shore, preparing to release them out over the ocean.
So we just hold over the wings, let the little feet like dangle, and then we just go up once, down, and release.
They're off, flapping into their first year of what's hopefully a pretty long life, 20 or 30 years. So the Puffin Patrol caught, marked, and released around 5,600 wayward pufflings in 2018. But maybe more importantly, the patrol is also this collective body of citizen scientists in the field as soon as they're born, helping researchers monitor the size and health of chick populations from year to year. There's just so much joy to the tradition. So much that it's continued generation after generation.
I don't know.
It's just a good feeling. It's just fun to catch them.
It's like a nice feeling that you can rescue these like little animals, helpless animals. And yeah, just a happy feeling.
And one of the main motivations?
We get to stay up for so long.
Maybe the secret to successful citizen science is starting around midnight. Not on a school night, of course. Thank you so much to Erper Hansen and to the incredible team of Puffin Patrollers, Thelma, Arnar, Anton, Jan, and Berglind. This podcast is a co-production of Atlas Obscura and Witness Docs. Our production team includes
Chris Naka,
Doug Baldinger,
Camille Stanley,
Sarah Wyman,
John Delore,
Casey Holford,
Dylan Therese,
Peter Clowney.
Our theme and end credit music is by Sam Tyndall. This episode was mixed by
Luce Fleming.
I'm Abby Peralt. Thanks for joining me.
Witness Docs from Stitcher.
The world isn't wide enough for those with an insatiable desire for discovery. The all-new 2024 Lincoln Nautilus Hybrid SUV offers the power and freedom to explore further and deeper than ever before. Intuitive, smart features ensure that you're always connected to the road ahead. Inside, a thoughtfully designed cabin immerses you in a universe that is all your own. The larger-than-life panoramic display spans the entire width of the cabin. It's customizable and interactive. Drivers can even personalize their backgrounds with a series of nature-inspired themes. This vehicle signals the arrival of an exciting new chapter for Lincoln. Discover more about the 2024 Lincoln Nautilus at Lincoln.com.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.